Good evening, everybody. Good evening, Avosai. Good evening. Okay. We're continuing with Ilchas Netilas Yadayim. We're up to Siman Kuf Samach and Sifyud Beis. Hasheleg, snow, vehaborod, hail. Vehakfur, if it's frozen, vehaglid. Pereshamayim, anikfim, eroi, vehakoyr. Water which is frozen because of the cold. So in other words, ice. Vehamelach, and similarly also salt. Im Rizkon, if it was crushed, Achinas Rumayim until it actually became water, Noitzlin Mehem, you are allowed to wash your hands. With again, Sheleg, snow, hail, ice, all that kind of, and even salt as well. Im Rizkon Achinas Rumayim, you're allowed to wash your hands. Noitlin Mehem, Vetovlin Bohem, Him Yesh Behem Kishir. You're allowed to do Netilas Yadayim as well as Tvilas Yadayim. If the sufficient shoe is got 40 so, you'll be allowed to take the snow and put your hands in it and do Tvilas Yadayim, and they'll be perfectly acceptable. Mishneh Berurah here explains what is this? Do you need to really crush it or not? So he says, the in Sivkot Nun Ches him riskon aval belavochi ein noitlin bohem bekli aval lit pola yadayim besoichon im yesh bohem kishir mikve mutu b'shasat chak she'en loimayim af poloi riskon.
Do you need to crush? Do you need to make it into a liquid, yes or no? If you have got snow, you've got ice, do you need to liquidize it? Or can you just do netilas yadayim without it? So the answer is that it depends. If you're doing netilas yadayim, Netilas Yadayim must be done with something which is liquid, complete liquid, Rizkon. It needs to be crushed, it needs to be liquidized. So if you've got snow, you've got ice, you've got hail, you've got salt, which is a solid salt, you won't be able to Netilas Yadayim with it until you've crushed it and you've kind of like made into a liquid or liquidy kind of substance. But when it comes to Tvilas Yadayim, there is no such rule. And actually, in real terms, if you've got snow and you want to do Tvilas Yadayim, you could indeed take your hand and dip it in the snow and do the appropriate bracha and move on from there. So yes, you can put your hands in snow and that would be considered a halachically perfectly acceptable Tvilas Yadayim. Thought of that? It's good, no? Right. Now, what about other liquids? We mentioned a couple of times previously. What about other liquids? Can you do Netilas Yadayim with other liquids, or does it need to be water? Are other liquids acceptable or not? Other liquids? A tea or coffee? Can you use other liquids for Netilas Yadayim? Or does it need to be water? So Shulchan Aruch is now going to bring us three opinions. And these are the three opinions. Yesh Misha Oimer, some say, She'ein Netilas Maim Rishoinim Ela B'Maim Bilvad. The first opinion holds that Netilas Yadayim must be done only with water. Any other liquid besides water is not... that will not do for Netilas Yadayim. It must be water. Opinion number one. V'yesh oimrim, and others hold, shayayin kosher Netilas Yadayim. Wine is actually acceptable too. If you want to do Netilas Yadayim with a bottle of wine, that's fine as well. Bein nosan lezoichemayim, whether it was diluted. Bein loy nosan lezoichemayim, whether you didn't add water, it wasn't diluted. So we know that previously wine was very strong. It wasn't done in the bottled kind of ways we've got it nowadays. It was very strong, and that's the way it would be purchased, that's the way it would be produced, and you have to add water yourself. So it's DIY kind of wine, and it was undrinkable. The undiluted wine was totally undrinkable, as the Mishnahs and Brachas tell us. It was undrinkable. So you'd have the wine which was very condensed, and you'd have to add water to that. So whether you're using the wine in its diluted way or in its undiluted, either way, says that opinion, wine is acceptable for Netilas Yadayim. But Elo she'osu la'asus ken lechatchila. But this opinion says lechatchila, don't use wine for Netilas Yadayim. Kedei shelo yekim mezalzel bedovah choshuv, because it would appear that you're mezalzel, you're disrespectful to something which is choshuv, important, which was an improved. Wine is not water. Wine is an improved produce, an improved liquid. It's very expensive and it has value. So don't use something valuable just for literally washing your hands. That might be sticky as well, but never mind that. It's an improved drink. It's an expensive beverage, and don't use it just for netilas yadayim. It's disrespectful to something which is so choshov. So archi keva broch la'atzman. Wine, in fact, is having its own brocha, as we know, b'er pri ha'gofen. It is a special designated brocha for wine. So the opinion says, this opinion says, you are allowed to use not only water. In fact, you're allowed to use, and the words that I'm saying now are not explicit, but that's what this opinion holds. You're allowed to use any other drinks. It's not explicit, but our opinion holds. You're allowed to use any other drinks, but wine. Don't use wine for netilas yadayim, because wine is very choshuv. Wine is a very choshuv drink. Don't use wine diluted or undiluted. Don't use wine for netilas yadayim. Yeah. Good question. So this opinion will hold that you would be allowed to use whiskey because it's not koiver brocha le'atzmoi. He hasn't got that designated, very interesting shaila, but he hasn't. It's not particularly choshov. He hasn't got his own brocha. He'll still make it alcohol, and therefore it's not. It's a very good shaila. A very interesting question. So any other drink, if it's apple juice, orange juice, milk. Any drink, is all of that is acceptable according to the second opinion. But wine, don't use because it's a very choshev drink. Pardon? Yeah, diluted, undiluted is acceptable. Diluted, undiluted is considered wine, and you don't use it for netilas yadayim. V'yesh oyvim davke yayin lavon, aval odom loy. And there is one opinion that holds that actually depends whether it's white wine or red wine. The dafka white wine applies to this, but red wine would not apply to that. But either way, right. But any other drink besides wine is acceptable for netilas yadayim. And now we're moving to the third opinion. The third opinion holds, shekol meperes u'im netilas yadayim b'shasat chak. Any other drink is acceptable for netilas yadayim b'shasat chak if needed. For kolchkin demutra litol yadayim b'shasat chak b'sheicha or b'meidvash, whether it's beer or a honey kind of drink, hamushon if it's cooked, the ikora maim, which is mainly primarily water, it's based on water, therefore it's all acceptable for netilas yadayim. So the third opinion holds that any main peiros, any juice is b'shas adchak acceptable for a netilas yadayim, and any drink which came from water, which is mainly water based, is acceptable for netilas yadayim. This opinion is the opinion that we're going to see with Paskin like. So let us just recap the three opinions. Which drinks are acceptable, which liquids are acceptable for netilas yadayim? First opinion holds only water. Second opinion holds any drink is acceptable besides wine. Wine is too choshuv, you don't use wine, but any other drink is acceptable. Third opinion holds that any drink that came from water that is mainly water-based and any other juices are fine for netilas yadayim. What does that exclude?
Wine.
Very good. Oh, yeah, interesting. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And wine again as well. Wine is also considered an exclusion. But, right. Okay, let us see what the Mishnah Berurah qualifies in this. Because the third opinion is how we paskin. So let's have additional clarity in the third opinion. This is the third opinion, Shemechalekes, which differentiates between yayin wine, lemeiperos, between wine and fruit juices. The beyayin posul medina, wine totally is unacceptable for the netilas yadayim, af bedieved. Even bedieved kedor rishona, like the very first opinion held that. just water. So as far as wine is concerned, we pass gonna wine is not acceptable, as we pass like the first opinion. Havul b'mei peiros, with regards to fruit juices, any fruit juices, whether it's apple juice, orange juice, or you name it. Noitlin b'shasetchak, if it's necessary, you're allowed to. The svirale, the kol mei peiros koru maim, that any fruit juice are considered water chutz meyain, besides wine. Veledina and halacha lemaisa rabbi say paskins the mishnah bura yesh lehoyrois, one must paskin kedeuzu, like this opinion, lehachmir beyain, to be stringent with regards to wine, velehokel bemei peros, and to be lenient with regards to fruit juices, b'shasat chak, if really necessary. Before we move on to an interesting shaila which I been looking into, I saw an interesting mishnah bura on the side of bialocha. He brings another additional factor with regards to wine. Besides the problem of wine being choshev in its own, can you think of another problem of using wine for netilas yadayim? Have you ever tried that? Wine for netilas yadayim? Red wine, white wine? No, diluted, undiluted. What's that? What could be an additional problem? What could be a problem using wine? Wine. Wine for netilas yadayim? Can you think of a problem? So the Bialocha asks a question and he leaves it with a tzorich in. The Bialocha, Mishmur on the side of Bialocha says, one second here, there's a problem for a problem of bizui, of hefset oichlin. That there's a problem of bizui oichlin, of hefset oichlin, of what we would call paltashchis. Bizui oichlin, you're just wasting drinks for, you're literally just, washing. Very good. So what you're saying, Rabbi Feingold says, hold on, there's a purpose here. If there's a purpose, there's no baltashchis. What you're mentioning is a very interesting shaila, which is machlok is a shoinim and achronim, and I know what you're referring to. But lemaisa, what the bialocha seems to be saying over here, that the shittas apoyskim vurim b'sim kufa, and also af b'sham mashkim shum hefset ochlem v'tzorich iyan. He holds like any purpose, which any drink which can be used for a better purpose and using for its lower purpose, it's considered hefset oichlin, which is machlokes shem, but that's something the Mishnah seems to pasken. I can use this wine for a very choshva drink. I can use this drink for a very choshva, and I'm using it for washing my hands, which even water is fine as well. That's considered hefset oichlin. That's considered tabal tashchis. It's not literally down the drain, but not using it for its right purpose. I don't need to buy a 15 pounds per bottle for washing my hands. Therefore, it's considered hefset oichlin. What about apple juice? How much are they, the budget ones in Tesco?
Cheaper than water.
Cheaper than water.
If they're cheaper than water, then
it's the wine. Yeah, yeah. I don't think they are cheaper than water.
Measuring hefset oichlin by... Oh,
so what would be the halacha if you're using alcohol? The Mishnah Berurah leaves with the tzorich iyan with regards to wine. If you're using wine, he says it has hefset oichlin. Never mind what the Shulchan Aruch says, but it says halacha lemaise. If you're using wine for netilas yadayim, it's hefset oichlin v'tzorich iyan. You can't allow it. So I'm asking, what about using a bottle of apple juice if for nothing else? You know, when the water, I remember once there was no water for a good few hours, and imagine, you know, the water. Water gets switched off, Thames water, they're making the, you know what they're doing, they lost the hammer there or something, and they're digging the whole thing, and the water is disconnected for 2 days straight. And then you want to use the water, and they tell you in advance that you have to like bottle water, but you run out, now you want to use another kind of drink for netilas yadayim. Have you got a heter to do that or not? Do you have to just not wash your hands, and koich b'mapo or something like that? Or can you use a bottle of apple juice that you've got stocked up in the land? I don't know. Can you use it or not? So from the bialocha v'yeh, it sounds like that af b'sham mashkim, also other drinks, are not, you can't use. It's bizu oichlin, it's hefset oichlin. You're wasting. They cost, whatever, half a pound, but nevertheless, it's not expensive, but you're not, it's hefset oichlin. You're wasting something which has a higher purpose. But Mishnah leaves it to the tzorich iyan. Now, Rabbi Sai, I have an interesting shaila that I want to share with you. I had a shaila that all where the Shulchan Aruch is discussing is juices. What about a bottle of Coke? And I don't know if you've ever had yeshiva trips and yeshiva experiences in younger days. And you want to know if you can wash your hands with a bottle of Coke. because that's normally the kind of, that's the equivalent of water in some age groups. So if you want to have, instead of washing your hands with water, you want to wash with Coke. And what I'm asking here is really because it's carbonated. The element that it's fizzy, does that make a difference or not? Does that make a difference or not? Can you wash, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the way we pasken? Shulchan Aruch says that the achor is like the day of shlishis, that wine you can't, even with the avet, but any other drinks besides water is acceptable. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Never mind the shalat that we just mentioned now about hefsed oichlin. Never mind that. So is there a head to use Coca-Cola or not?
It's out of the gator of mine.
Right. Right. Good. Pardon? Shinui mare and shinui mare. It's different. It's different. It's not. Is it different than May Peros? Is it different than May Peros? You get natural. Yeah. Yeah. So Alamai said the poskim amatir. I was wondering as to whether it's considered nasi by melacha. The fact that it was. I don't know what the process is to make the fizz. How does it work? Gas. How do you do that? Is it carbonate? So is that considered nasi by melacha? So it looks like from the poskim that it's not a problem, but I was just wondering about it. Isn't that interesting that maybe it's considered nasi b'melacha, and therefore be possible to nasi daim? The ma'aser of the poskim, Amati, I spoke to two dayonim, yeah.
Can you use something else too?
Yeah. What do you mean? What, if it's the kind of yain nesach, for instance, or something like that? Yeah, according to our opinion, yain you're not allowed to use, but a drink, that a kind of beer that is, good question. I don't see why not. Very interesting, Shaila. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that, and if it's like a liquid, that if it's
like from meat,
yeah, I think that it should, if it's liquid, sufficiently liquid, it should be fine. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, where did you move on, Rabbi Yisai? See if you'd gimel. Tzorich she'ed, very interesting halacha now, which is going on to the next subject. Tzorich she'ed, b'mayim revi'is. Okay, the halacha is it needs to be revi'is. You need to wash hands with revi'is. Not a lot. Do you remember how much revi'is is? It's not a lot. 150. Yeah, exactly. It's not so much. V'hana mila echad. Now the halacha that you need to wash your hands with revi'is. Mila, these words, the echad is only for one individual washing his hands. Havala shnaim shebo litol ke echad. But if you've got two people washing their hands simultaneously at the same time, ha'achoin eino tzorich. The latter, the second person does not need a revi'is of water. How does that work? And even if it's not simultaneous, if it's one after the other, the second one does not need a revi'is. How does that work? And only, it's only if the kiluach, the stream, is that what it's called? The stream? The flow is not interrupted. How is this? There was one person who washed his hands with revi'is in a kli. So there was one person who was washing his hands, and a second person, three people, okay? You can have a first person, a second person, and a third person. Do you know what? Can I just have you coming forward? It's probably easiest that way. Okay, we're going to be the quickest. Can you also come for a second? Okay, can you just face the Chosh Vashir? But come a bit closer so we can demonstrate it. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, can you come here? Okay, now can you just, maybe like this. Okay, can you have your hands higher up? Yeah, and you have your hands a bit lower down. Okay, now if I were to wash the hands, can you just have your hands a bit higher up? If I would wash the hands, that's what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about. If it's one flow, if I wash the hands now, and it goes first on this gentleman's hands, and then afterwards on this gentleman's hands. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to. Okay, I'm washing the hands, and the hands go, and the water goes now over here. That's what we're referring to. Okay, you can go back to your place. Thank you very much for your assistance. Okay, so this ketzat, how is this? Hoy revi'is mayim bekli. There was revi'is water in a kli. Ve'poshat echot yodav. And one person was stretching his hands out, which was you, was stretching his hands out. Ve'anche yoytzek al yodav. And a second person was one person was pouring water over one gentleman's pair of hands. Hovor sheni, and a second person came. For poshad yodav lemato mimenu, that was your hands. He stretched his hands underneath the former. Samuch le'adarishin, very close to the first set of hands. Ve'kiluach yored al yodav, and the flow went on the hands of the first person, Uliodoi Shelsheni, and onto the hands of the second person, Shalemati, which was lower down, Yede Shnehem Toiros, the hands of both are Tohoy. The top set of hands and the bottom set of hands, they're fine. The Afok Bisha Pichet Shira Vies Kshemagim Lyodov Shel Sheni Yodov Toiros, although undoubtedly, if I just poured literally a revi'is of water onto the hands, there's no doubt about it. Definitely, there's going to be a little bit less than a revi'is of water going onto the second person's hand. Some water is going to get lost on the way. So if I did literally a revi'is, mitzumtzum, revi'is mitzumtzum, on the first person, there's going to be a bit less water. True, no? It's going to be a bit less water going onto the second one. Nevertheless, it's fine. Why is that? Why? Understand the top hands are fine. Pour out the bottom hands, okay? And the rule is, mipnei, these are the key words, mipnei shehem boi mishurei tare. That there's a concept that something comes from toidike hands, the remains, the leftovers of hands which are tohir, going down onto the second person, it's considered shiurei tare, remains of tahara. And that's an exception to rule that normally, yes, you do need a revi'is, but here in this particular case, you will not need a revi'is. An exception to the rule. Okay, so normally you need a revi'is. But if it's this leftovers from a first until a sudaim, coming down like this, less than a revi'is is acceptable. So the rule is that normally you'd be quite right, but this is an exception over here, that it's not considered. It's not considered a problem. We'll get more about the tumatara element in the later sieve. The truth is that the truth is, Rabbi Kagan, I'm gonna answer your question now because Mishnah Berurah answered it now. Sifkot Sam Ches says as follows, Shebo little ke'echot. This will only be true that if both had intention to have Netzilas Yadayim with his water. Therefore, af even in Poshel Hashen Yodoy Acha Shekvar Yitzchil Harishon Litzigal Atzmoy Oy Lenetzilas Gamloy. The point being that they both had in mind to wash hands with this water. So if one person didn't, if the person who poured the water had never had intention to wash your hands, Or something like that, then it won't work. It's only because we, as a team, we decided we're going to use that water for both of you. And therefore, then the key words of a Kagan, the have kenoitel shneim yachad, the ein mistamin ze mizeh. They don't become tomei. It's considered one long netilah of a Kagan. And therefore, they don't become tomei. It's as if your hands can't make each other tomei. So similarly, also, this is one long netilah, and therefore it doesn't become tomei. But more to follow on this, Imetz Hashem. Okay, now, I do want to point out an earlier sif cotton, that the point of revi'is is mentioned in Sifkot and Samach Vav. I just want to briefly mention that. If you go up a few lines, Shebevayim revi'is, it needs revi'is, Shekein tiknu chachomim letilas yadayim. This was part of the takona. Part of the takona is, it needs revi'is. It's not because that's how much water you need for going through your hands. That's not the reason. The reason is because the takona is, you need the revi'is. Okay, we're ready to move on a little bit. I want to continue complete this seif briefly. Last line. V'yesh matir nafiluk shenoit l'nzach hazeh. So I'm not here that less than the revi'is is sufficient, even if it's one after the other. Hoylu v'shosh hizchilo echod litoil mehem ayibuim kvar revi'is. As long as you start with the revi'is, gam l'shen is oylu v'pnei shibom mishure tahare. Again, this concept of shure tahare. So if, let's say, a person would wash his hands very high up, And it takes a few seconds until the person lower down and stretch his hands, it will still be acceptable because, again, it became mishurei tare. It remains and leftovers of netilas yadayim. Therefore, shure tar is fine. Valdech said similarly, notli machatzi loik lishloish va'abo mi loik v'likam avne odom. This concept will again work as well. If you've got few people washing hands, and if you've got more than a revi'is, that's fine as well. Kol zman shemafsikin amayim lishpoch kol echod el yodom sholesh pa'omim. You wash three times as well. Fodin shecholim niach abo v'chamish yedem zeh b'tzad zeh. Even if it's not one under the other, but it's one next to the other, that would work as well. Hozeh al gav zeh v'litol ke'echod v'lat shiyapu yedem b'in shegiu amayim likol echod v'echod. So that would work as follows. If the the people would hold their hands, not underneath, but next to each other, and you like kind of good do that kind of movement, and you go like this, yeah? So that also would be Mishurei Tare, if the spritz is onto the next hand like this. So it doesn't have to be necessarily vertical. That's vertical, right? Even if the hands are not vertical, but they're on a horizontal kind of way, if you can do that, if you can give a good spritz in that way, that would work as well. So the concept that we're learning is Shiurei Tare. If it's you normally need a revis indeed. However, if the exception to the rule is that if the water is coming from an Ayin Tilas Yadayim and it's from the same flow, you will not need a revis. Less than a revis is sufficient and it will be acceptable in Tilas Yadayim. Okay. Pardon? Very good Etzif. Yeah, that's right. You keep the whole, you know, from Naftali down, yeah, everybody until by the time it gives Gabriel, it's going to be much less than reviews, yeah. Good, good, so, okay, good. Just to recap what we covered tonight, Bezer Hashem. We learned about snow and hail, ice, and salt. Thank you very much. If it's with regards to Tvilas Yadayim, it's perfectly okay. Just dip it in and it's considered Tvilas Yadayim. With regards to Netilas Yadayim, you need to crush it first and make it into a liquid. But on the whole, these liquids per se are acceptable because they're water. Going into the discussion of which liquids are acceptable, three opinions. The first opinion holds water only. The second opinion holds that any liquid is fine. Lechatchila, don't use wine because it's very choshuv. The third opinion holds that actually any water-based liquids are fine, but wine, even with the effort, is not acceptable, and that is how we paskin. We mentioned the bialocha that questions about the bizur urchin aspect in Ibzi Betzorich Ian. We then moved on about the concept of revias. Any Nitilas Yadayim requires a revias. One exception, which is the exception of Shiurei Tare, if it remains of a Nitilas Yadayim, preceding it, less than a revias is acceptable. And, right, that's it for tonight. And I will continue for the Sif Yudalet tomorrow.